we consisted of rather a strange assortment of ships. Abdiel was the only flotilla leader until Gabriel arrived in the autumn to leave the 2nd Division. Four V-class destroyers made up our greatest defensive strength. They were Vanock, Vanquisher, Venturus, and Vehement, and had all been in commission only a few months. Next came Telemachus and Tarpon, two Admiralty R-class ships, the fastest destroyers in the flotilla, but not so heavily armed as the Vs. Then one L-class ship, Legion, and finally three small improved Acorn-class destroyers, Ariel, Sandfly, and Ferret. The ships ranged in displacement from about 2,000 tons down to 780 tons in speeds from 36 knots to 27 knots and in length from 320 feet to 240 feet. The V-class ships were the most heavily armed, having three 4-inch guns and one 3-inch anti-aircraft gun, whilst the smaller ships had each only one 4-inch gun of an older pattern and two 12-pounders. Abdiel carried 72 mines, the Vs 46 each, and the remainder 40 each, while all ships had several depth charges. We each carried either one or two torpedo tubes. The mines were carried in two lines, one on either side, and stretched from a point just forward of the after torpedo race to the stern. Their position and the extra weight they gave to the ships necessitated the removal of the after gun deck level and the after torpedo tubes. In order to minimise the risk of the ships being recognised as mine layers, screens were fitted outboard of the rows of mines with the normal superstructure, guns and tubes painted on them. This type of camouflage was quite effective when viewed from a short distance away. The removal of part of the armament had one disadvantage, however. It made us correspondingly weaker in the event of an attack. Besides Captain D, who had distinguished himself at Jutland, we had several officers in the flotilla who had made their names known. Commander Brian F. Adams, who joined the flotilla as captain of the Legion some weeks after I arrived, had led a storming party on the mole at Zeebrugge. Lieutenant Pepe of Sandfly had been a sub in Broke on the occasion of her famous action, and the gunner of the Tarpon had fired the successful torpedo from Broke on the same occasion. The sub of the Sandfly, Darcy Evans, had been specially promoted for his action in saving many men from drowning after the sinking of the armed merchant cruiser Alcantara. Lastly, the captain of Telemachus was the well-known naval writer Taffrail. 2 days had passed since I joined Vehement. Her RNR, Snotty, was a small, round-faced youth of about 20 years old who seemed to find it difficult to convince other people who were not already in the know of his age and experience. On the first morning, he had shown me around the ship, pointing out the main armaments and the numerous gadgets with which the ship was fitted. An air of indifference, almost bordering on boredom, was evidently intended to convey the impression that the manipulation of all these contraptions hardly offered full scope for his abilities.